Standard Oil Company of California welcomes you to the 23rd program of the 22nd Annual Standard School Broadcast Course in Music Enjoyment. Presented and transcribed especially for you, our listening audience in the classrooms and homes throughout the Pacific West. Today, we are to visit the fifth in our group of American cities, the cosmopolitan center of the Pacific Coast, San Francisco. The music to be heard will include excerpts from San Francisco Symphony by Meredith Wilson, Fog by Gardner Reed, To Mission San Francisco by Lily Strickland, Rose Room by Art Hickman, the popular songs Down Among the Sheltering Palms by Abe Oldman and James Brockman, and San Francisco by German, Caper, and Kahn. And now, the Cable Car Concerto, written by two San Franciscans, Greg McRitchie and Glenn Hurlburt. Hello, everyone. Well, here we are back in wonderful, wonderful San Francisco. City of magic, city of hills, of windswept narrow streets, of sun-drenched corners, of piers and ships, of outdoor flower stalls, of beautifully dressed women, of ferry boats and bridges, of skyscrapers, city of charm and romance, of excitement and adventure. Ah, San Francisco. Sea captains and gold seekers were her parents, her cradle, a bed of fire, her speech, the tongues of the Orient, Spain, Italy, France, Portugal, of the world. Her charm, well, for me, it's the little old-fashioned cable cars that rattle up and down the street, often their sides literally bulging with passengers who sometimes ride, sometimes help push the little cars that roll over San Francisco's hills. Matt, I repeat, I can't see how one person can accumulate so much junk.
It does seem to pile up, doesn't it, Jack?
That's stating it mildly. You have managed to keep your drawing board cleared, though. How'd you happen to do that?
Well, I knew when we began our tour of the cities of America that when I returned to San Francisco, I'd want to get right to work, painting what we had seen on our travels.
We certainly were gone a long time. I, for one, am happy to be home again.
So am I. There just isn't any place like San Francisco. Remember that old song, San Francisco, Jack?
The one from the picture, San Francisco? Sure, I remember.
Well, it expresses my sentiments to a T. It only takes a tiny corner of this great big world to make a place you love. My home upon the hill, I find I love you still. I've been away, but now I'm back to tell you,
San Francisco, open your golden gate. You'd let no stranger wait outside your door. San Francisco, here is your wandering one saying, I'll wander no more. Other places only make me love you best. Tell me you're the heart of all the golden west. San Francisco, welcome me home again. I'm coming home to go roaming no more.
Hey, but say, this isn't getting my studio cleaned up. Luigi will be here any minute to take the trash up.
What trash? You've saved everything. How about this old stereoscope? Shall I put it on the save-it pile?
No, you can throw that away and help me move this cabinet, will you, please?
Sure.
I think there's a good paintbrush down behind here.
Okay, here we go. What do you got in this, lead?
Gosh, I don't know. Sure, it's heavy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's going on here? Looks like a junk shop.
Oh, hello, Luigi. Come on in.
Yeah, come on in, Luigi. We could use an extra man just about now.
How much are you giving me to haul all of this junk away for you, huh?
Hold on. You just take that big box for now.
This one? Okay. Hey, what's this? That's a stereoscope. Nah, isn't that a nice? You gonna throw this away, Matt?
Yes, it's no good anymore. Handle is broken, only hangs around and catches dust. So
hey, you got any pictures to go with it? I take it home and fix it up. My kids have a lot of fun with this. Hey, let me have a picture. Let's see if it works.
Here's one of the San Francisco set.
Oh, good.
Oh, wait a minute, Luigi. You've got the picture in upside down.
Oh? excuse me. Ah, just as wonderful as I thought it was when I was a little boy. It says, this is the San Francisco Bay as it might have looked when soldiers of Don Gaspar de Portela's expedition first glimpsed it in 1769.
Hey, let me see. Oh, my goodness. That one Spaniard on the left must be Portela himself. Look, Jack.
Well, they certainly look determined. Good reason, I guess. The Spaniards had been searching for a good harbor for more than 200 years, and finally they discovered it not by sea, as they had expected, but by land.
Oh, here's another picture. Let's have a look at it. Oh, why, this is the church. And there's a good father talking to the people.
On this happy day in the year of our Lord, 1775, we have finished work on the walls and roof of our mission. We have called it Mission San Francisco de Assisi, in honor of the beloved St. Francis of Assisi.
The Indians are ready to begin work on the interior, Father Junipero Serra.
Here is the Indian who showed us how to tie the beams in place with leather tongs. He has brought very brilliant vegetable dye for decorating the interior of our mission.
It will be a very beautiful mission, built here on the Laguna de Nuestra Señora de los Dolores, the lagoon of Our Lady of Sorrow.
And the soldiers of Don Juan Batista de Anza are building a fine presidio to protect the bay and the mission.
Yes, a presidio and a mission. Mission de los Dolores.
San Francisco de Assisi.
Yes, or as we know it, Mission Dolores. Too bad there are no stereoptics of the Bay Bridge or the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yes, the San Francisco bridges. They are so beautiful.
One of my favorite pastimes is to stand atop one of our hills and look at the string of yellow lights that illuminate the bridges at night. Why, those rays can penetrate almost any fog.
Have you ever stood on Telegraph Hill and watched the fog sweep in through the gate? Curl around the hills and finally envelop the city with its gray-white blanket.
Yes, and all that remain are the bridge lights and the lonely moan of the foghorns out in the bay.
I have many times been on Fisherman's Wharf when the fog was so thick you could cut it with a knife. I've seen the brightly painted fishing boats, mostly blue, that's the Virgin's color, looking even a brighter in the gray dampness of the fog. As they tug, lazy-like, their anchors or mooring lines. And weather-beaten old men, wearing large golden earrings, mending their nets. Now and then, they stop at their work to peer into the curtain, look the hole right through the gray wall, large enough to let their brother fishermen into safe harbor. It's lonely, eerie, it's mysterious, it's full of sounds, of the silence, of a secret. It's the fog.
Say, here's a picture of Lotta's fountain.
Lotta's fountain? Let's have a look. Bronze, ornate style of the roaring gold rush days. Lotta Crabtree was quite a girl, wasn't she?
Yes. San Francisco was a very proud of her adopted actress. She was the darling of the gold rush days. And now, all that is left to remind San Franciscans of Lotta's beauty and her talent is the old bronze statue on a market street. Lotta's a fountain.
I remember something else about Lotta's fountain. There on Christmas Eve, 1910, Luisa Tetrazzini, who won her first acclaim in San Francisco, sang carols to great throngs in the street.
I don't want to see, Lily. I only want to hear. That is the most glorious voice in the world.
It sounds like an angel's voice, doesn't it, dear? Never have I seen such a great crowd of people in the streets of San Francisco.
Only in San Francisco would people gather at an outdoor fountain on Christmas Eve to hear an opera singer. And only in San Francisco would Tetrazzini sing Christmas carols to the throng in the streets.
In a disaster, but a great earthquake and fire.
But out of those ruins, the people built today's cosmopolitan center, the city by the Golden Gate. Still building, too. Why, just the other day, I was in the St. Francis, and I tell you, you'd never recognize the place. Why, now one is guided through rows of tables and potted plants to the mural room. But when Art Hickman and his orchestra played there, it was the Rose Room.
Thank you.
my boy Tony. All the time he's singing a song, he says is just a new hot tune. It sounds to me like this old one I heard in the 1950. La, 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 la.
You remember all right, Luigi. That's Down Among the Sheltering Palms.
Oh.
It was composed by Abe Ullman and James Brockman, especially for the 1915 exposition. It's being revived now. It goes like this.
Down among the sheltering palms, oh, honey, wait for me. Oh, honey, wait for me. Meet me down by the old golden gate, out where the sun goes down about eight. How my love is burning, burning, burning. How my heart is yearning, yearning, yearning to be down among the sheltering palms. Oh, honey, wait for me.
Yes, that's the same song. I'm going to tell him, my Tony. I remember all right. I got a friend named Glenn Hurlburt. Maybe you know him, Jack.
Yes, I know him very well.
Well, the other day I met him. I was taking my family, Maria and all the young ones, for a ride on a Powell Street cable car. Who do you think is on it there? Glenn. So I say to him, I say, Glenn, why are you riding the cable so much? And he say that he and his friend, Gregor McRitchie, had heard the music in the cable car bells. He used some big words, but Maria and all the little ones and me, we understood the music.
When one is a resident of San Francisco, one is naturally enamored by the cable cars. And since I'd lived here for many years, one of my favorite pastimes was to ride the cable cars whenever I had the opportunity. And it occurred to me some years ago that there was a chance for some music of San Francisco, in the music of the cable car bells. So with Greg McRitchie, we fashioned what we call the Cable Car Concerto. This way, madam. Hop on, sailor. This car goes to Bay and Taylor. All aboard. Come on, get ready. Leaving Market, Powell and Eddie. Ella Street, there's room inside. Stop your shoving. Take it easy. Transfer here to Jones and Hyde. Tickets, please. Sit down, Junior. Don't take chances. Yes, ma'am. That's Hotel St. Francis. Catch your Geary car right there. Right by Union Square. Say, the sun's as warm as toast. Like to stay here all day. Oh, there's no danger. Here's your change, sir. Well, look at that kid. He's fat as butter. But then tells his mama, stutter. This is Bush. Everybody out in Bush. Now we're really rolling fine. Sit down, Junior. This is fine. You can't say I didn't warn you. Sit down, Junior. California. Sacramento, here's Clay, Washington. I always say, Jackson's starting in the swerve. Hang on, going round the curve. Mason, Pacific, Broadway, Vallejo Green. Say, this traffic is terrific. Really rugged, what I mean. What's that? You lost your hat. Oh, you found it? Well, fine. This is the end of the line. Help me shove the old turntable, slip her up and grab the cable. Clear the track, we're starting back. You like macaroni? Well, you can buy it there from Tony. That man, Charlie Lee. He owns the big French laundry. Ring the bell. There's the Fairmont Hotel. And all day long from dawn to dark, we're hauling tourists to the mart. This way, lady. Hiya, Bill. Brother, now you'll see a hill. Presenting the doggone, this back breaking, this headaching, this spine shaking, this earthquaking, this hill you ever saw in all your... Sit down, Junior. Thank you.
That's a ride that can't be beat. All out, Market Street.
So, you see, I let the family learn from a Glenna Hurlburt and a Gregor McRitchie all about the cable cars. It's Chinatown, a little Italy. And I tell them about San Francisco. I tell them that some people think the city is a beautiful lady, queen of the Pacific. But to me, San Francisco is a handsome young man, strong, daring, adventurous, romantic. My, I wish the city could talk, saving me lots of trouble.
You are quite mistaken, Luigi. I have a voice. And I speak to you every day. I was born when Spanish explorers came by land. And 5 days before the Declaration of Independence was signed at Philadelphia, the first mass was sung by Father Junipero Serra within the shelter of the adobe walls of my Mission Dolores. 150 years later, those same brightly colored walls shelter your children, Luigi.
Here is Quake Tower, Luigi.
Oh, sure, on Telegraph Hill.
In the cold, gray light of dawn, Coit Tower stands starkly silent, silhouetted against the first faint glow of the east. Here, atop Telegraph Hill, a semaphore once promised vessels safe passage into the bay, a welcome sentinel to weary sailors, and a signal to San Franciscans that a long-awaited clipper ship was coming into port.
And Fingerman's Wharf, Luigi.
Nah, there's a place. A fresh crab.
Let me tell you about Fingerman's Wharf, Luigi. There the fleets of tiny ships wait restlessly, tugging at their lines, eager to be off on their day's work. And at night, when the vessels puff proudly through the gate with their day's catch, the wharf seethes with activity. The air is thick with the aroma of cooking crab, or perhaps it's shrimp or fresh bass. But whatever the season, I whisper in your ear and off you go to purchase your fish at the stand alongside the boiling cauldrons on the curb.
Spring in San Francisco.
Oh, I know all about a spring in San Francisco.
How would you know it was spring, Luigi, if I didn't tell you through the blossoms? The grass takes on a new sheen. Every tree and shrub boasts a flower. In Maiden Lane, the daffodils welcome the new season in traditional fashion. Golden Gate Park comes to life in a rainbow of colors. The flower vendors on the corner sell cherry blossoms, duck iris, camellias, pussy willows, great hyacinths. The green canopied flower stands tell you the city loves flowers.
And of course, we must have a picture of Chinatown.
My girls are going to love it, these pictures of a Chinatown.
I speak to you through the people of many nations who live in San Francisco. For instance, Chinatown, the biggest Chinese settlement outside of Asia, with its own telephone exchange, chamber of commerce, mayor, unofficial of course, but still mayor. The customs of old China and modern San Francisco mingle on the narrow streets. Old St. Mary Church on one corner, Cafe House across the way. This is cosmopolitan San Francisco.
Here's a picture of the shops and exclusive restaurants and hotels.
San Francisco is a full of a beautiful shops and a store.
The fashionable ladies who walk along my streets buy their furs and jewels in the exclusive shops. But my jewels are the diamonds of 1,000 windows, ablaze at night. The great bridges whose lights glisten brilliantly through the fog. My evergreen cloak is the redwood, the cypress trees. My humor is the funny little cable car bulging with passengers. My personality is the warm sunshine that spills over my many hills, the wind that races down my narrow streets. The fog that rolls in so silently from the ocean and conceals all my thoughts. And my strength is the strength of a merry itself, a magnet drawing all people, all races to San Francisco, inviting them to share the happiness, the wealth, the youth, the charm, the beauty, the adventure that is the city.
So we conclude today's program about San Francisco, the city by the Golden Gate, the cosmopolitan center of the Pacific Coast. The Standard School broadcast is presented and transcribed in San Francisco by the Standard Oil Company of California. The orchestra is under the direction of Carmen Dragon. Clancy Hayes is your jack of all tunes, and Jack Cahill plays Matt the Mapmaker. This is John Grover speaking.